Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I got much to cover. We have Senator Eric Lucero jumping on with us for one segment in one segment. And then we're going to get to the topic of women that love to bear rule. This is what's unspoken, again, in the churches across the country. We're seeing women across the country take leadership roles, and I'm going to put it in a balance, so anybody getting offended by it, you're going to be offended at the word, not at Bradley Dean, but I am going to hold to the word, so if you get offended at me and your approaches fall back on me, rest assured they're going to fall back on those that are offended by the truth of the Word of God. The only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle, so we're going to put that into perspective, but we're going to be talking about women that love to bear rule. Now, I want to tee this up as quick as I possibly can, but I want to bring you over and I want to show you right now, friends, how they're trying to transition the American people into a global mindset, as they call it, right? So here's the Director General of the WHO. His name is Dr. He's not a doctor, by the way. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, okay? And I want you to listen carefully as to what he's saying. This is the head of the World Health Organization. He's another criminal that is high-tiered. And, of course, they're trying to sell him to you as he's some guy looking out for the welfare of the people on this earth, when, in fact, nothing could be further from the truth, friends. Just pay attention to their fruit. Now, I want you to see this again, friends.
Your Excellency, Mr. Yasmin Fuad. Your Excellency, Minister Kai Mikkanen, Secretary General Karen Ellman, Excellencies, dear colleagues and friends.
That's called brown nosing.
Food systems are harming the health of people and planet. Food systems contribute to over 30% of greenhouse gas emissions and account
they're creating
for
all of this, friends,
of the global burden.
Driving the narrative. Trying to corral you in.
Transforming food systems is therefore essential by shifting towards healthier,
shifting. Pay attention to the wordplay, semantics.
If food systems delivered healthy diets for all, we could save 8 million lives per year.
It's not about saving lives, as we all well know.
Have been trailblazers for many.
They always play the saviors when they attack, and that's exactly what they're doing.
For linking climate.
John 8:44.
Thank you for your leadership in this area and for organizing this discussion to share experiences and lessons learned. WHO is committed to supporting countries to develop and implement policies to improve diets and fight climate change.
As they're poisoning
year,
your food?
Under the leadership of the Egyptian COP27 presidency, WHO and our partners launched ICAN, the Initiative on Climate Action and Nutrition.
This is the organization they're trying to give absolute control and power to as well over the lives of all of those on this earth.
In funding mechanisms,
which will never happen.
Particularly in the private sector.
This is what tyranny looks like, friends.
That over 130 countries have signed.
Always playing the savior. Keep in mind who's creating the problem.
Climate and health. Together, we can protect and promote the health of both people and planet. I thank you.
Yeah. He wants to protect the planet, as if to suggest for the last, almost 6,000 years now, the Lord needed their help. Again, friends, it's absolutely embarrassing what the people take in, what they believe. And again, here we go. They're just trying to transition you as they continuously tighten the noose. And it's always them looking out for your welfare, when in fact that's not at all what they're doing, friends. What I'm going to do over the next couple minutes here. Hey, Judah, can I get you for a second, please? Asking my son, my producer, to turn that light on for me. I want you to listen to this carefully, okay? Because we're going to get to some issues in just a moment. We're going to be talking about the new flag with Eric Lucero, senator from the state of Minnesota, as well as this new red flag law, which is not a law. It undermines the law. And it's interesting, friends, that if you take a look at what they're doing there with the red flag law, and this is going to happen across the United States of America, it's aimed at their political opposition. And disarmament. That's exactly what it's aimed at. So we're going to talk to him in just a moment. But before we get to that, I want to go to Article 6. This is important because we need to premise this conversation that we're going to have Eric on with in just a moment here. But it tells us Article 6, Section 2, this Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all the treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be in the supreme, shall be the supreme. Listen carefully. Shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or law of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. Okay? And they take an oath or affirmation to support the Constitution. That's Article 6, Section 2. Now, I also want you to hear this, because when you look at Article 2, Section 3, it talks about the very purpose of what those that serve we the people are supposed to be doing, friends. And what is that? He shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed, and shall commission all the officers of the United States of America. So the law is to be enforced, and no, there's no version of the right and there's no version of the left. Neither one exists, friends. We're only supposed to be ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. I know that you are discontented. I know that you're very unhappy and uneasy with what's going on in your said representative limited government today. And I know people want answers. And a lot of people are asking the question, why is it that we're doing and seeing and hearing nothing but the said right highlighting the crimes of those that they tolerate on the left? Well, exactly, because we, again, are ruled by law and there to faithfully execute the law. And I'm talking about, recently, they just changed the flag in the state of Minnesota. And folks, this is absolutely ridiculous. I also want to show you this, friends, because again, here comes the mainstream media again, and I want to show you how they're at war with you, America, because people need to understand what's going on right now. Is your said government doesn't have a problem with illegals, it has a problem with the legals. So Americans, you need to check yourself and understand that under God, we the people are the government, and those that represent we the people work for us. But I want to show you how they changed the flag in the state of Minnesota. I highlighted this last week, but they're starting to kick up across the state saying absolutely not. But isn't it interesting? The mainstream media says Minnesota's new flag gets an A+ for its designs. Oh, isn't that interesting? Wow. What do the people in the state of Minnesota say? No. Absolutely no. Where did they derive this authority from? We're going to get right back to it in just a moment.
Bradley Zeen here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, friends, we got a lot to say. We got a lot to do in the next three segments. So let's pull in our friend, Senator Eric Lucero from the state of Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you today, Eric?
Hi, Bradley. It is always an honor to join you and your great audience.
Amen. I appreciate it. Let's just get right to it and get to the topic. It's interesting, Eric, as I'm just kind of teeing this up for us concerning this segment. I'm looking through the state constitution, the state of Minnesota, and the first thing that it says is, we the people of the state of Minnesota grateful to God for our civil liberty, so our rights come from God, obviously. And then I look at Section 1, Article 1, Section 1 of the Bill of Rights, and the first thing it says is, government is instituted for the security, benefit, and protection of the people, in whom all political power is inherent, together with the right to alter, modify, or reform government whenever required by the public good. And I just got to go right into this, Eric, because, again, for the sake of time, we see that we have a new state flag here being introduced, and I guess it's now, somehow or another, going to be the new state flag over the will and the desire of the people from the state of Minnesota. And I just wanted to get it from you firsthand. What is happening in the state of Minnesota concerning this new state flag?
Yeah, so that this is another of the long and many examples of the one seat majority that the Democrats have in the state of Minnesota, in the Minnesota Senate, of using that one seat to abuse and pull policy in this state to the far radical progressive left, well outside the boundaries, well outside the values and priorities of common Minnesotans, average Minnesotans.
Okay, so let me just interject really quick again, Eric, because we've talked about this before, but when I look at the people that they call the left and I look at the people they call the right, they both swear to uphold the Constitution. So is there like a different version of the law when it comes to what you call the radical left? And concerning the right, do they have a different law, or are they all supposed to maintain and uphold the same law under God?
What you just said is correct. However, there's a a vast difference in the mindset of those on the right and those on the left. And there are many ways that I've heard it articulated, but here's, I think, one of the best summaries that I've heard, and that is the following. Those on the right, generally speaking, believe in the following. It doesn't matter if you win or lose. It matters how you play the game. And what does that mean? That means, well, obviously we want to win. At the same time, we're not willing to sell our souls. We're not willing to compromise our integrity because rules matter. The other side, the radical left, generally speaking, believes in the following. It doesn't matter how you play the game. It matters if you win or lose. So to answer your question, they are willing to compromise their integrity. Integrity is not a value to them. It doesn't matter if they sell their soul. It doesn't matter if they lie, cheat, and steal. What matters is winning to them at all costs. And that's how I'm making the distinction between the radical left and those on the right.
Okay, so
while, yes, in theory, it's supposed to be following the same law, they don't necessarily subscribe to that belief.
Okay, so if I get pulled over by a police officer for going 75 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, and I tell that police officer, listen, I'm on the left side of the aisle. I don't agree with what you say. This is my interpretation. Yes, I've compromised the law, and no, I'm not going to pay your ticket, and no, I'm not going to court. Now, does that man that just got pulled over for going 75 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone have the right to do that?
They don't have the right to do it, but here's what they will do. That's not the argument they'll make. The argument they'll make is, oh, you're racist, you're targeting me, et cetera.
Yeah, we're beyond that, Eric, and you know that. You know, that's nothing but browbeating. That's all they're trying to do is get everybody to be subjugated to them, to do their biddings. But it's interesting because when I go into the Supreme Court in the state of Minnesota, I look over the heads of the Supreme Court justices, and I see Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments. We're premised on common law in the United States of America. So as Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said, we as Americans have a right to do what the law permits. We don't have a right to break his law because the Lord never gave us that right to do so. And when you look at when you walk out the back door, you'll see a quote by John Locke, him, Charles D. Montesquieu, and William Blackstone. They were the ones that helped establish common law, English common law here in the United States of America. And John Locke's quote right above the threshold of that door says, where the law ends, where God's law ends, tyranny begins. So what we're dealing with is tyranny. And if we're not all to abide by the laws that are established, what's going to happen is we're going to end up with a state of anarchy sooner or later. And I believe that that is the end goal concerning what we're dealing with. Eric, those, as you call, that are on the right, do they get tired? Do you guys get tired of just highlighting the crimes of those that are tolerated by the right? I mean, in all honesty.
Absolutely. It is exhausting to attempt to highlight truth in the face of those who don't care about the truth, and when they have their cohorts, their friends in the media who can amplify their voices and suppress our voices, and their friends and cohorts in higher academics who have a captive audience and are pricking the hearts and minds of the next generation and steering them in these destructive worldviews.
But, okay.
So I know we're short on time here. So one of the things, getting back to the flag. So in this conversation, there are those who have wanted to change the flag for many, many years. So in 2023, they used their one-seat majority in the Senate to finally push this through. And what they did, in the course of the conversation on the Senate floor, this provision was in one of the bills that was being debated. And I asked the several members to yield, and I asked them the question, does this provision, so let me take a step back. What the provision did is it established a commission of appointed people that would create the new flag. They would design this new flag, and then the question became, whatever the product of this commission was, does it need to come back to the legislature for an affirmative confirmation vote before it becomes a flag, or does the product of this commission just automatically become the new flag without having to come back and get an affirmative consent and vote from the legislature?
Okay.
And I had to ask this over and over and over again. because they were giving me conflicting answers. This is on the floor. It's all on, recorded.
Derek, that is one thing that I know of you, my friend, and that's why we have you on the show quite a bit, is because I know that you do what nobody else is willing to do, and that's what we appreciate about you. So with that said, I already know all of that. I see all of your videos, and what you do in taking a stand, we're all about that. But I believe that where we're at in the state now, because we are getting rebuttal from Crow Wing County, where the new board is opposing the new state flag, and they're saying absolutely not to it. I believe that the people in the state of Minnesota, 5.9 million people, are now calling on their representatives to take it a step forward and let those people, those criminals that are breaking the law, that are rewriting the law, which are really policies which undermine the Constitution, to take it a step further and let them know that now you are breaking the law and we have to deal with you as transgressors of that law. What say you?
That's spot on. The current majority is acting outside of the will of the people.
Amen.
And they need to be held accountable. And, you know, what I'm hearing you a few minutes ago cite the quotes of these great, great men and women from our history. The major difference between these quotes, whether it be John Locke or many of the others, those that said those words, they believed it in their heart. The difference is those that are sitting on the court, those that are sitting in legislative seats, those that are sitting in governor's offices, they don't believe those words in their heart. They may mimic them. They may recite them in the Pledge of Allegiance. They may mouth them with their lips, but they don't actually believe these things in their heart. And that's the major dichotomy that we have.
Well, I don't need to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if I stand in front of one? It's going to hit me,
exactly.
Right? That's the purpose of law, to judgment, to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. And that's not what's happening here. Eric, I only have you for one more moment. And I have in front of me right now as well, Alpha News just reported that a red flag law takes effect January 1st. And really what it does is it undermines, again, the Second Amendment. And it tells us this new red flag law that an immediate family member, a household member, chief law enforcement officer, county attorney, city attorney, guardian, former spouse or significant romantic or sexual partner can petition their local court to issue extreme risk protection orders against another individual. How is this? This is all the color of law, looks like law, smells like law, but it's not law. How are they getting away with this one, Eric?
This is another example of trying to undermine the Constitution.
Yep.
It is. It is not innocent until proven guilty. It is guilty until you have the burden to prove yourself innocent. It is an abuse, and it is a continuation of their strategy of incrementalism to erode our liberty and the truths that found this great country.
Amen. Folks, Senator Eric Lucero just joined us. Thank you very much, Eric. I totally appreciate you, brother. And we will talk to you soon. We'll have you up soon enough here. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back when women that love to bear rule. Oh, this is going to go over like a lead balloon with some, isn't it? Well, that's what we're here for. We're to preach the law of truth that is in our mouth.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA News Update. A migrant caravan en route to the U.S. has crossed into southern Mexico. Thousands of migrants from Central and South America entering the Mexican state of Chiapas. More U.S. dollars headed to Ukraine. The State Department announcing a $250 million Ukraine military aid package yesterday. The last one the U.S. will give Ukraine until Congress approves the Biden administration's funding requests. Former President Trump celebrating a legal victory in Michigan, where that state's Supreme Court has ruled against keeping him off the election ballot. The group suing is also suing to do the same in Minnesota and Oregon. Gypsy Rose Blanchard has been released from prison after serving 8 years for persuading her now ex-boyfriend to kill her mother. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guys, I want to say this really quick. We just had Senator Eric Lucero on with us. This guy honestly does the uncomfortable things on the floor. We played several of his videos, and I'm not going to highlight or honor any man. I will honor the lawgiver, and I will stand with the man that enforces the law that the Lord has given. And it's time that the American people in this country understand that the reason, as Eric was talking about, they don't believe. I don't care if they believe or not. The whole purpose they're there is to uphold the law, not to tear it down and to recreate it in their ungodly image. I am tired of that. I know the American people are tired of that. But folks, while you're sitting around, in some cases, not everybody, but in some cases, while you're sitting around waiting for them to correct themselves or for the right to actually deal with them, that's not going to happen until the American said representatives that are incumbent in the halls of government begin to see that the American people are no longer going to tolerate their crimes. When that happens, that's when it's going to stop. And how does that happen? Article 2, Section 4. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, impeachment and prosecution. Impeachment and prosecution. It has to happen over the heads of our said representatives, and I'm talking about in a lawful manner and letting them know we're not going to tolerate this anymore. I want you to make clear as to what I'm saying here. We're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. Enough of this. I mean, you see what's happening right now, folks. Every facet, every area of your life, they're under attack by your said representatives. And the reason that you're under attack is because they've all sold out to this global initiative trying to establish a new world order. What stops it? Well, when 329.5 million people stand up and put a stop to it, that's what stops it. But I fear for the American people because they don't learn. They suffer the abuse before they learn. In many cases, they don't learn then. But I do want to say this, friends. You are being overrun right now because your federal and state governments are alluring illegals into America. And those are the ones that they're banking on that will set up this new global system, as they call it, because once they get a taste of what America is really like, they're going to go ahead and adapt to any rule that the said dictators give, or totalitarianisms, or authoritarianists, or despots give, because they're not going to want to lose what they now have. Americans, it's up to you to put a stop to this. Look at the nonsense that's going on here. I mean, it's truly embarrassing. But again, the federal government, working many in many cases, are working for the said globalists in an attempt to overthrow and handing off your country to a bunch of foreigners. If you think that's a joke, go ahead and read the Bible, because the Lord's at the helm concerning all of this. He is in power in every given scenario. With folks, even to the sparrow that falls to the ground is not without his notice. Even the hairs on your head, he knows the numbers of. So don't tell me he's not in control. He's in control. As the Lord said that he would rejoice over you to do you good, he also said that he would rejoice over you to do you evil according to your sin. Not that he's evil. He's holy and he's just. It's the evil of your sin that he takes and repays you to your own face. Read Numbers 32:23 when you get a moment as well. So, anyways, trying to say a lot, trying to get a lot done here. I just got done writing a book called, at least we're in the rough draft stages, and this is book number 3 this summer. I have been writing all summer, and I'm not that guy, but I guess I'm that guy now. But I did want to show you, this is what I just finished, 274 pages, Children of the Apostates. And the children of the apostates, friends, are those that call themselves Christians but lack Christianity. In other words, the Spirit of God is not going to bear witness to their lies. Clearly in 1 John chapter 5, it tells us that to he who has the Son hath life. If you're wondering or trying to figure out why you see no life, it's because they don't have the Son, but they want to try to deceive others into believing what it is that they are truly not. Well, you find your faith in the wisdom not of men, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. So if there's no signs to follow the message, folks, don't listen to that guy. He's a fraud. He's a total fraud, and that's what you're dealing with across the country. So that one will hopefully be out within the next 3 weeks here. We're working up to that. But when I wrote the book, Children of the Apostate, one of the things that came up was women that love to bear rule. And I just want you to listen to this in balance. And before you get all bent out of shape, well, I guess the first thing I'd ask you is, why would you get bent out of shape just by me telling you what we're going to talk about? The women that love to bear rule. Probably because you're one of those women that like to bear rule. And it's very unnatural in God's course. When you look at 1 Samuel 15:23, what does it tell us? This is rebelliousness, which is the sin of witchcraft. Okay? Now, one of the issues that I have continuously observed across the country in the American church today is where the women seeks to, or in reality does bear rule, as a self-appointed leader over men or as an usurper over their own husbands. Don't tell me this isn't prevalent. I've seen this in the church since day one. Matter of fact, when I was a kid, I grew up under a single mother who was very much that person who had to bear rule over the roost because my dad was MIA. And again, I'm coming to you out of experience. I'm coming to you out of testimony. But I'm here to tell you, friends, it's in stark contrast and rebellion to Scripture if that's the case. Okay? Now, I also have to say, in all fairness to the women that are doers of the word and not hearers only, James 1:22, who take up the initiative to do what the man fails to do. Let me say it again. In all fairness to the women that are doers of the word and not hearers only, James 1:22, those women who take the initiative to do what the man fails to do in leading up events across the country, in their homes and or in communities, enrolling the will of God forward in fighting for our freedoms, are these women not to right the wrongs that many men failed to address? Of course they are, and any godly man or woman would commend such efforts. Who could do otherwise? So, these are not the women that I'm talking about. Okay, so we're going to categorize some of these women. Yet there are, these are not the type of women that I mean to address. I mean to address the overbearing type, the controlling, fear is the root of control, by the way, the controlling woman that are purposed in ruling over men as well as their own husbands. As I said, women that mean to usurp the man's God-ordained positions, authority, and even their ministries. I got to tell you this, folks. I believe it was David Wilkerson out of New York. I believe it was David Wilkerson. I can stand corrected, but I'm 99.9% sure it was him that wrote a book, and it was aimed at how many men have destroyed their own ministries because the wife didn't know her place. Okay? And again, we're holding to Scripture here. And I've seen this, I can give you example after example of seeing this since day one going into the church. And I can just tell you, shooting from the hip, in many cases, the reason the woman wears the pants and tells the man what pants he's going to wear, I can tell you right now, from what I've seen right off the bat, going into the gate, into the church about 25 years ago. The man was submitted to pornography, and he gave his will and authority over to his wife. And the woman learned how to use that against her husband to get the things that she wanted while he was doing the same thing to her. So there you have a man that was not submitted to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the fact of the matter is what happened is he ends up selling himself out to his wife as an idol rather than staying connected as an authority in Christ Jesus who submitted to the Father. Okay? So this is prevalent in the house of the apostates, and again, it's unnatural in every way. Not because I said so, but because the Lord said so. Let's just back this up with some Scripture really quick. But I would have you know that the head of every man, the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. And I just teed that up perfectly by the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 11:3. I'll say it again. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man. And I'm not talking about the woman being treated like a rug. Don't put words into my mouth. We're trying to get this flow in proper order scripturally, and the only way to do that is to hold to the Word of God. So, these repugnant and non-submissive women mean to dictate men, and in some cases, all men in every scenario. These women who mean to rule over the men do so because they themselves have refused to submit to the Lord, and as I have stated, because the man refuses to submit to the Lord. 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to that page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. Social media platforms. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Listen again. These women who mean to rule over their men do so because they themselves have refused to submit to the Lord. Okay, and as I have stated, they refuse to submit to the Lord because the man refuses to submit to the Lord, and that is its rightful order, as I just said in 1 Corinthians 11:3. In many cases, I have personally seen where these women will do anything and everything to make sure that everyone knows who's in charge. Do you all know what I'm talking about? I'm sure you probably do. And I got to tell you, there's nothing that turns a man off more than that, and I'm talking about a godly man. I mean, here, I can take it over to this. Why do we see so much effeminacy with men today? It's because of what we're talking about right now. They submitted to the woman. And then what comes behind that? Perversion. And what is the perversion that comes behind that? Well, then you have lesbians. Then you have sodomites. Why? Because things are out of order from God the Father through Jesus Christ, through the man to the woman. Okay? And what do you see? You see women trying to be men, and you see men trying to be the woman. And what's odd about all of it, folks, they hold the truth in unrighteousness. The men hate men, that's why they want to be a woman, and the women hate women, and that's why they want to be a man. How did that start? 1 Corinthians 11:3. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Sheriff Leaf out of Michigan. I've heard Bradley Dean speak on GCN at rallies on the state capitol lawn, and I read his book on how he left a life of sin and found the glory of God. Bradley's heart belongs to God, and Bradley speaks from the heart. Join me, and let's listen to Bradley Dean together on GCN.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, I know that there's a lot of people out there saying, man, I appreciate everything Bradley's preaching right now. While I'm holding to the word, I'm not giving you my opinion. It's just stuff that I've experienced since day one. I was just talking about during the end of the last segment how these women they say they were born this way. No, you weren't born that way. You fed that monster, just for the record, because King David himself, if you remember right, he was born in iniquity too. And my message is John 3:3, you must be born again. Now what? Either that's going to stop your mouth or you're going to keep talking. But I'm here to tell you, Proverbs 13:13 comes to my aid right now. He that despiseth the word despiseth his own soul. Okay? You're rejecting the living God, your creator, okay, by not submitting to him. in a loving fashion and a filial fashion as a daughter or a son to your Heavenly Father who sent His Son to die on the cross for your sin and redeeming you back to Him through the blood of His Son. Okay? That's why we live unto Him, 2 Corinthians 5:15. But folks, one of the things that I was highlighting is you look at these women. I mean, they're trying to be the man. It's the grossest thing and the most unnatural thing I've ever seen in all my life. I mean, I listen, for you guys on radio on a daily basis, I have to stay up on what's pertinent, what's relevant. And what do I see? I see these women trying to act tough with each other as they get in the ring concerning the UFC and getting their butts handed to each other, and they're beating each other to a bloody pulp. There's nothing more repulsive to a man than when a woman tries to act like a hard guy. Gross. Seriously. And why is that? It should be your spiritual, your born-again spirit, those that have been born of the incorruptible seed, to understand what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is repulsive. It's unnatural. God did not ordain it to be like that. And they hold the truth in unrighteousness. And they prove the very fact what they're doing stands against nature. Let's get back to this. We're talking about women that love to bear rule. I was just talking about, in many cases, I have personally seen where these women will do anything and everything to make sure that everyone knows who's in charge. I see it quite a bit, folks. I just got to tell you. If there's one thing, and you ask anybody that's ordained of the Lord that is in a church throughout the United States, you ask them the problems that they have in their church. You ask them, is it male or is it female? Every given time that I know of in my history, as well as some of my national friends in ministry, it's always a woman that has brought the trouble. Why? Because the husband wasn't the overseer in that situation. And that's where men need to take the headship to understand that a woman is not designed to be you. She is not designed to take on what God has equipped you to take on. And this is why in many cases things are out of order. And I don't fault the woman unless she loves to bear the rule, unless she manipulates the order to control her husband. That's where I have a problem with it. And I deal with it, and I'll tell you, friends, I'm not the guy that's going to put up with any of that unscriptural nonsense. And it's rebelliousness is what it is. Okay? Now, I want to go to the next point, because there are, in many cases, the loud and the boisterous. Oh, you see a lot of those. Or to the polar opposite, you'll see those that are calm. They're silent controllers. Collective and in absolute control, or so they would have you believe so, right? These women must question the man's authority. I've seen this 100 times. If not behind the man's back, they will do it in front of others. And somehow they then feel within themselves that they need to give directives. And without fail, you will also find that they must have the last word. Yeah. How many people I have seen that call themselves godly men that fall to what I just said concerning under one of these categories, and they allow it to go on. These women are also continuously testing men of a godly authority to see how far it is that they can go with them. They simply reject a man that obeys the Lord, talking him down to others, backbiting, discrediting him, because they are not accustomed to that authority. And that authority is very real. This, in fact, defines a rebel. To renounce the authority of the laws and government to which one owes its allegiance. Read Deuteronomy 8:6. This, in fact, what is known as rebelliousness, which is the sin of witchcraft, 1 Samuel 15:23. So what does the scripture say in addressing this rebelliousness, that is, in placing this type of a woman in their scriptural position? Okay? But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Why? Well, if you look at 1 Timothy 2:12 through 14, it tells us, Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Now listen, I'm not attacking again the women that are in a situation where the husband doesn't take his rightful role. I would say that falls to the man, big time. But it's not for the woman to sit there and ride piggyback on that. Well, her husband is rebellious towards the living God. You don't. Let me say it this way. Two wrongs don't make a right. Just because he doesn't and you know it's wrong doesn't mean you do it. That doesn't make it right. That makes it doubly wrong. And you're going to reap what you sow. You will. Also read Genesis 3:13. Now what's worse is that in many cases, and in spite of Scripture, we see these women even going so far as to set themselves up in the ministry, where their ministries become a form of idol worship, where they find their identities. Oh, this is prevalent. Oh, my goodness. And all of this while their husbands are sitting in the front row cheering them on. Look at the Paula Whites of the world. Look at the Joyce Meyers of the world, friends. Look at Joel Osteen's wife, friends. Look at Beth Moore. Hey, folks, is anybody paying attention to Scripture in this scenario that some seem to be okay with? It's rebelliousness, and it stands in contradiction to the Word of God. Okay? I'm just, again, holding to the Word. This type of woman who loves to bear rule can also exhibit perverse characteristics and attributes of a man. I've already covered that. Oh, it's abs. Folks, I remember the first time I ever heard Joyce Meyer. Oh, my goodness, I had to see him. I'm sorry. I had to see her because I thought it was a man. And her husband's right up in the front row. I remember another church setting where the pastor allowed his wife to set up another ministry inside of the same church as his. And guess what was inscripted on the walls of the outside church, bigger than the church's name, the man's ministries? It became her ministry. She wanted to do everything in her power to take away all eyes from her husband onto herself. Much of this is insecurity as well. But it's not an excuse. So what's been the fruit of such a disobedience on both of their parts? As for my people, women rule over them, and they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. That's found in Isaiah 3:12. Is that what's happening? In many cases, yes. Godly men are equipped to be what the Lord has made them to be. This is His natural order, and so it is with godly women and the Lord's natural order for them. I mean, get around a guy where his wife knows her part. You know, she was the rib that was taken from his body. That's where she's supposed to feel her place, is under the covering of the man, right? And what is most important to a woman? It's security. In her godly man, I'll tell you what, man, let me say this, because I got 1 minute left, and I'm about three quarters through this, but I want to let you know that you know what your woman wants? You know what your wife wants? She wants a man that knows who he is in Christ Jesus. She wants a man that knows where he's going as he's following the Christ. She wants to know where she can set in repose in trusting her husband to do the right thing under heaven. That marriage is going to be blessed, and that marriage only. And when everything else is out of order, folks, let me say this, or when it's out of order where the woman rules the roost per se, keep in mind everything else is going to be out of order. Folks, now as the church submits to Christ, also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. I didn't add everything. That's what it says. And on the husband's part, even so husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. No one hates his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. That's found in Ephesians 5:28 to 30. Now, addressing the aged women, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young woman and the women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God not be blasphemed. Okay, that's found in Titus 2:3-5. If you have a problem with anything that was said today, you better put a check on yourself. And I say that out of sincerity, and I say that out of love, because much of your problems are the fact that you're operating outside of the scope that the Lord has given inside of His authority and the husband's authority. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Kate and Chip offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.